My goodness, everyone. We're back, for another review, recap, Easter eggs, good times.
Oh, my stars and garters, we're back.
That's right.
And we're recording later than ever.
Mate, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is really good. It's a good time to do anything.
Yeah, but let us know in the comments if it's not 2 a.m. near where you are right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Whenever you're watching this.
Yeah, just let us know we're wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's actually not 2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. If you're like, no, it's the year 2022 and I just caught up on this show. But actually, it is 2 a.m.
It is, yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
By coincidence.
Yeah, and so, but we're like, you know what, we watched WandaVision and we gotta get this out.
Gotta
get
out there.
We got half-finished thoughts, late-night half-finished thoughts to get out in the world.
And Collings has a video to edit
as
well.
That's exactly right, yes.
Big thank you to those who signed up at BigSandwich.co, which is our little subscription service, because that the audio of this goes up, like, straight away, doesn't it?
As soon as we get it out there.
Kapow. Yeah.
Kapow, exactly right.
And if you could leave a like on this video, we'd... love that.
We would absolutely love that.
Just now, like we love 2 a.m.
We love
two things.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
Now, we don't get a lot of predictions on these videos right necessarily.
We exclusively try not to get them right.
Well, unfortunately, we got one right this week. Last week we said this episode is just going to be the exposition dump.
Yes.
And it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Exposition City and it's also Retcon Town.
How did you feel about Exposition City and Retcon Town? Were you like, ooh, I just want to keep on driving? Or you're like, no, I'm enjoying this little pit stop.
Yeah, I'm gonna wander around these little burgs.
Yeah,
you know? Absolutely. I'm gonna get an award-winning vanilla slice, you know,
which
country bakery.
Which parts of the retcon are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, we say retcon, but it especially regarding Wanda.
Mm.
But even though what is happening in this show is a retcon, it is in line with her character in the comic
books.
Because her character in the comic books initially was a mutant who sort of had the ability to sort of hex things, like she could make, you know, engines break down and stuff like that.
Zap!
Which then turned into, she can, she's got probability altering powers, so she can make things that are unlikely to happen, very likely to happen, and then they happen.
Mm.
And then people are like, but surely there's a 0% chance, you know, someone could fly. How can she do that?
Yeah.
And they're just like, ah, she's magic.
Yeah.
It's fine. She's connected to chaos magic or something.
Yeah, we're not doing probability anymore.
That's right.
And as with a lot of comic book characters, often when she falls into that Jean Grey school of like, I've got too much powers and emotions, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
There's a lot of that at a time, yeah.
Yeah, so in TV version of Wanda, started out, as we saw in Avengers Age of Ultron, and in this, she started out, we believe that she was experimented on by Hydra.
Yep.
Using the Mind Stone.
Mind
Stone, and that unlocked some sort of... or that activated some unusual powers in her, and then later it's become like, and initially that was just telekinesis and telepathy and stuff like that, which has then become sort of more reality altering.
Yeah.
But now the big reveal in this episode, a lot of revelations in this episode.
Too many.
Too many. We should cut a few out. They should do an edited version. But in this, the big reveal is that in fact what the Mind Stone did was sort of kickstart her latent magical abilities.
Yes.
And we're talking sort of Doctor Strange style magic.
That's right.
It's chaos magic.
That's mentioned specifically as being chaos magic.
Yeah.
So
the bestest magic of them all.
It turns out that maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And only one person gets it also, I think.
Maybe,
yeah. So we get a bit more of Agatha Harkness's. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes in this, so just bear with me.
Because you're too excited about this
episode. I'm too excited, Mason.
That's what I thought, yeah. Well, the revelation we got was that although she was orchestrating some of the events in the town, she wasn't the one responsible for trapping everyone in
Not
the town.
Not initially, no.
She, in fact, is kind of surprised at what Wanda can do.
But I guess she is manipulating people, though, like the people within the town.
Yes, that's
She's
right.
setting up the sitcom-esque storylines of all the townsfolk.
Yeah, but as we see, the reveal, one of the reveals about Agatha is that she was a witch hundreds of years ago in Salem, Massachusetts, and she discovered some sort of special purple magic, and the rest of her coven were like, nuh-uh.
Not that, brew.
Too much of that. No, thank you. Settle down.
Well, and in the tradition of comic book movies, blue lasers.
That's right.
Seven or so blue lasers shooting at her.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She was like, no, thank
and
you.
And that's a revelation that the blue laser is no match for the purple laser.
So it turns out, yeah.
Wow.
And so a few people, I wrote this in, but that kind of clarified the steal your magic ad from a while back.
Oh, yeah, that's right, sure.
Because it seems like that she is, you know, draining the energy of others to the point where they'll swap them out for like a dried up skeleton and dump them on the ground, you know? Yeah.
Like a big raisin.
Like a big raisin.
That might appear in a yogurt, for example.
Exactly. Mm. That's exactly it. So it seems as if then Agatha Harkness is a traditionally trained witch.
Mm-hmm. So classically trained.
Classically trained, that's right. So you could do all sorts of, you know, standard witch stuff,
yeah,
which is apparently very standard to the magical community.
That's right, yeah.
And Wanda has a lot of those abilities and more, but is more kind of just jazzing it. You know what I mean?
She really is. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. She's got the power within her, but she doesn't have the runes and the scrolls and the gestures and the whatever. She's just kind of freewheeling it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But even then, she's still. Can't break like a hex spell within the room, which kind of nullifies her magic.
Will that come back to bite someone in the next episode?
I don't think so.
No,
Vision?
Yeah, Vision. It's going to have Vision. He's going to be like, my magic powers aren't working in this room full of runes.
I can't shift from my laser in my head. Yep. Can't do it.
This sucks. Wanda, this sucks.
It says, though, that a few things that Agatha mentions about her powers that I found interesting. One was that she knows necromancy.
Yeah.
Because she says, I was going to bring back your Pietro. Mm. And she mentions that I had to bring back fake Pietro because he's dead and on another continent. And she's like, oh, it's a necromancy. It's like a whole thing. And he's got holes in him.
Mm.
So we still don't actually know what this version of Pietro is.
No.
Is he an actor she grabbed or a random person that she's controlling? Because it seems as if she is controlling him.
Yeah.
And she says, he's like my eyes and ears. Like she's kind of talking through him.
Yeah, right.
Do you think at this point he is the X-Men version? Because it's seeming to me less and less like that.
Isn't it, though? And also, he seems to be, as has been pointed out, he seems to be a lot slower than the Fox X-Men.
So he does have the weird, he does have the trails, though, of, as mentioned before, of the MCU version.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so he seems to, he looks like the Fox version. He has some of the powers of the MCU version, sort of. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you think that also rules out, like, getting, like, a Magneto or a Professor X from that universe? A lot of people are like, oh, we're going to get Patrick Stewart. We're going to get Ian McKellen or whatever. What do you think of that happening at this point?
I think that anything that happens that isn't exactly what I predicted is bad.
I agree.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that in life also?
Yeah, and I'm going to be mad about it.
I wanted $1 million by now. That's bad. I predicted that.
I predicted it, but I didn't do anything to work towards it.
Yeah, actually, a few people mentioned, including Caitlin, that, okay, so that the Yoga Dad is foreshadowing about Agatha Harkness, like, snacking on Wanda's magic.
Ah.
Do you still think that's what it is, that she's like, I'm going to see what she does, then I'm going to steal those abilities?
Oh, it's a good question. I mean, the big reveal, the finale of this episode is that Wanda is sort of perhaps a reincarnation of a sort of a legendary,
or a prophecy, like the first.
Or maybe it's a title you get when you achieve a certain level of magical ability.
Jazz.
She is the Scarlet Witch, which is apparently this legendary foretold being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Agatha wants with the Scarlet Witch yet.
Yeah.
But she's still, I mean, she wasn't like, well, I figured out you're the Scarlet Witch and now let's be cool and hang out. She's still like, I'm gonna kill your kids.
Do you think something in her when she, you know, it was revealed what she actually is, was like, I think I may be in over my head here with what I've discovered.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Because like, you know, cool, I'm gonna get some powers and it's gonna be fun and I'll turn you into a skeleton, like a raisin. That'll be good. But then she's like, oh, this is actually the worst thing I could have found.
Yeah, maybe. I think perhaps she is working for someone else.
I don't know whether that's the case anymore because there's one episode left potentially. Maybe secret episode, Mason.
So you're saying there's no more room for a big reveal?
Oh, look, I think like that rabbit might be something.
Sure. It might be her son or something.
Or her husband or whatever because it's not a rabbit because it eats a bird. It was a bug.
That's true.
Rabbits don't do that, probably.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we went outside, maybe we'd know these things.
It could just be like a weird kind of witch's pet kind of situation where it was a different thing at some point or whatever. And
it's been turned into a rabbit,
I don't know. I just don't see like when there's like 20 minutes to go and be like, oh no, it's Mephisto and he's coming out of a dimension and we all shoot lasers at him. But maybe. Because Dormammu did that at the end of Doctor Strange.
Also, we don't know how long the last episode's going to be.
Could go for 100 years.
Could go for 100 years.
just imagine that.
Yeah.
So I know you mentioned, like, last week, I loved that theory that, like, is Mordo behind a bunch of this stuff? I
haven't seen him yet.
No, but do you think, like, something like that is still a chance?
I really like that theory. I think the magic is being I reckon the magic is being diverted to someone else.
Yeah.
I still think there's room for one more reveal.
Yep. I think you might be right. I think there's a there's a chance of it.
It could be well, here's something we should talk about. Here's the post credits finale is that
Vision.
It is it's Vision, but it's not the body of, well, the big reveal, James, is that we assumed that Wanda was sort of dragging around the body of the Vision within Westview.
Because it was said that she stole the body.
Yes.
And then when we got a look at what actually happened then, obviously the footage that he was showing people, Hayward was like, she came in and she took it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But that was not the case. She came in and then she left and then built an entirely separate Vision constructed from her own memories, because it says with chaos magic that you can, like, In the comic books anyway, you can, like, warp reality and reconstruct, like, the fabric of existence.
Well, here's the thing. I think that, and perhaps there is room for one more retcon in the next episode, I think that when Vision was killed by Thanos, that his actual spirit came out and went into
Wanda. Yeah,
because it seems like when she goes into
a search for Spock situation,
it could be there might be search for Spock in it.
Yeah.
I think that when we see her create Westview and turn it into a, like, kind of a sitcom-y kind of universe, you see her red magic, but also that sort of yellow mind magic coming out of her body, and I think that is his actual spirit.
Yeah,
I think we are potentially going to see a happy ending for this. A weird surprise.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a sad ending for Vision.
Well, anyway, as we're speaking of the finale of this episode, is that it's revealed that Hayward kept the body in S.W.O.R.D. headquarters, and they have rebuilt it into the form of White Vision.
White Vision.
As was in the comic books for many years, a sort of a soulless, emotionless version of the Vision, a sort of a vanilla ice cream Vision. And tell you what, it looks great.
Does look great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, a few people have had a lot of theories about this. One being that, this is from Sam Lindsay, who commented that Hayward is Ultron. Who else would want to bring back Vision, especially after lying about Wanda stealing his body? So what do you think about that? Because we know also that body of Vision had a bunch of Ultron, like, downloaded into it before Vision
got into it. Yeah, so maybe that's what's left. And they might be Transformers, the one where they kept trying to build Optimus Prime, but it kept turning into Megatroning it.
But it was Galvatron.
It was Galvatron, exactly. So maybe they're like, we're going to build a Vision, but Ultron's in it. So maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think the director of S.W.O.R.D. is Ultron. I think he's just a guy who wants a weapon.
Yes.
I think he wants to have control over the most advanced weapon.
Why did he lie and say that she took the body? Because he has the body. So what is he ultimately looking for?
Good question. I think he wants to use either of the visions.
Yeah.
I think either he wants to activate the existing, the robot Vision he has outside Westview, or he wants to take control of the version that is inside Westview, which is, I think, is the real Vision.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah. Well, it seems like of the two, which one would you want to sit down and have brunch with?
The one in the sweater vest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You have all sorts of opinions about the different foods that you're having for brunch.
I'm not going to have brunch with the White Vision because he's going to get a spill on him and he's going to get mad. And he's
ruined.
Learn. Yeah, he's ruined.
Yes.
He has to put a doily on him so
absolutely.
He doesn't get ruined.
So next week we're obviously going to get some kind of real Vision versus non-real Vision situation until maybe in emerging, or they both explode and kill each other.
Yeah.
It seems like at the point where Wanda found him, Hayward had given up trying to do anything with him. It was just like, just fucking scrap him for parts.
Yeah, I think he was just like, just use the vibranium for something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we may be looking towards a Vision versus Vision situation. That's what I was heading for earlier. I wonder if whoever is pulling the strings here maybe needs a new Vision body for something.
Yeah,
like maybe they can't come into this world without they can't bring their own body in. So if we're going back to Mephisto or C'thon or any of those beings, maybe they just need a Vision body to.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what this has been leading to.
Yeah. Fair enough. Hello, everyone. I'm editing this in after Mason has gone home. He's scarpered off to the rat's nest where he lives. He lives in a rat's nest. Did you know that? To ask him on Twitter about it, to tell you. But anyways, there was a big portion of my notes, which I completely neglected because we recorded this in 2 a.m. And that is the mention of the big cameo that Paul Bettany was alluding to, how he said there's something big coming, a character that, you know, that I've been excited to see. And I'm really excited to work with this person. And there's been a lot of speculation. I've got a lot of comments, including that from Collings, who edits these, that that cameo that he was referring to and this actor, this beloved actor that he wanted to work with, is in fact himself, because we are getting the two versions of Vision. And I'm just curious as to whether or not you think that is actually going to be the case, that this big cameo, this big surprise is just in fact going to be himself. I feel like, though, there is room in this final episode to have kind of one more big kind of cameo reveal, whether it be like a Doctor Strange or another, or the real Quicksilver or whatever. But I also think, yeah, there's a very real chance that it's just been this one big misdirect and he's just like, ah, I love working with myself or whatever. Anyways, I'd love to know your thoughts on that. That would be, I think it's going to be interesting or really bitterly disappointing to a lot of people. I think, though, it would kind of be funny if he was just referring to himself the entire time. Anyways, on with the rest of the video. Just wanted to add this in. And remember, the important takeaway is Mason lives in a rat's nest. Not like a nest of rats. Well, yeah, like a nest of rats. Yes. Okay. The video will continue, but this portion will be over.
Yeah.
All right. Roberto mentioned as well, so White Vision is going to be Ultron. So would you be surprised if, like, he turns around, he's got the voice of James Spader and he's like, hello, I'm James Spader from Stargate, another thing.
Watch The Blacklist on NBC.
Which is still going or finished a long time ago.
Or it's on CBS or ABC. I don't know. Maybe. My feeling is, here's my guess, is I think perhaps at the end of this, the spirit of Vision that's in Westview will be put into the body of the vanilla Vision.
Yep.
And perhaps they'll do that thing where it's like, oh no, but actually Vision's spirit is gone, but then he'll remember something that Wanda said once and he'll be like, oh no, he's back, baby.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, do you find it odd? Is it an odd coincidence that Wanda and Vision purchased a plot of land in New Jersey that happens to be like spitting distance from like an honest to goodness witch coven lair man cave?
Yeah.
And it just by coincidence, Wanda happens to be a latent chaos witch.
Well, that basement situation.
Yes.
That could be anywhere.
Oh, you think it's really? maybe there's a portal?
Or maybe that piece of property was fake. Like that was done by Agatha to draw her there.
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I've said this to you off air. Where did Wanda get those documents, yeah, James? She looks surprised when she comes out of S.W.O.R.D. headquarters and she looks in her. We only get like half a reaction shot, but she looks down at her seat and there's the document there and she's like, huh. Mm. And then she just moves on with her life. And I'm like, did she always have them with her or did she?
Because she didn't do kind of like the open it and like, because I feel like if she didn't know, she would have looked at it and then had a look around to see who might have left it there.
But perhaps it's, as has been mentioned in this episode, we're reading a lot into this.
Sure.
But as has been mentioned in this episode, a lot of stuff didn't seem right to her in Westview, but she wanted it to be real.
Yeah.
Like she wanted Pietro to be real, and so he was. So maybe she's like, all right, this is good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a few like nice moments as well between her and Vision. One where it was the callback to the "I just feel you" was like "I don't feel you."
A lot
of people mentioned that. And the other bit where, you know, it's just they have the little kind of trip through time where we also, as we suspected and I'm sure everybody else did, she had a love for sitcoms growing up and that's where all this is coming from. And you literally see like the DVDs of all the shows.
The black market.
The black DVDs. Market.
What I liked about that, James, if I may, is that it suggests an untold story of like a Tony Stark-esque unscrupulous businessman who's selling sitcoms to both sides of the Civil War.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That like maybe he gets kidnapped by terrorists and he has to escape by building like a suit of armor made entirely out of Frasier DVDs.
Which is coming back.
That's right. And he comes out of his cave and he's like, I hope you know what to do with these tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And he's like, he's got a flamethrower.
Oh, and he's got a flamethrower.
Yeah, that's unrelated to the DVDs. He's got a flamethrower.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah, yeah. I like that line about what is grief if not love persevering. I thought that was a really nice moment. Those flashbacks I thought were handled really well. The one I thought was particularly clever was that we actually see what happened where the Stark Tech weapon lands and she uses her probability powers, which she always had, because also maybe she's a mutant. Which might be a thing. Might be a combination of
this
things.
This final episode is going to be 500 hours long. Yes, that's right. Maybe there's an extra episode.
Maybe there's an extra one. But so it turns out that she was using like a probability hex, which I think is interesting because it makes sense that it didn't explode because Stark Tech works generally.
Yeah, Hammer Tech does not work.
Yeah. So and when I thought about that for more than a second, I'm like, oh yeah, most of his bombs explode.
Yeah.
They almost
He's famous for it.
They almost always do. So I quite liked that. I thought that was a nice callback.
He's famous for going off in the bedroom and on the theatre of war.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
So Kevin Feige also mentioned this week that Lizzie Olsen will go from WandaVision straight into Doctor Strange, and also that there was kind of an early idea to bring back regular Quicksilver, and they didn't.
Yeah.
There's obviously still a chance that we could see him, but it kind of surprised me that they didn't bring back Aaron Taylor-Johnson at all.
Yeah, right.
For any of those flashbacks, you know.
Last episode.
Well, exactly. But it's
700 hours
700
long.
Hours, so let's do it. The other thing is, do you think her kids, she's built them, right? Like she can build the vision, she's built her children?
Seems that way, yeah.
Seems that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
Do you think that she edited the footage of her being experimented on by Hydra?
Yes.
My initial viewing of that, because I was going to say for people who didn't watch the episode, if you haven't watched the episode, how have you gotten this far into this video? But she goes into the room with the scepter, and the Mind Stone comes out of it, and then she sees a vision of the legendary Scarlet Witch.
That also might not have happened.
That's
as well,
what I'm saying, right? Because there's a snippet. She's there, and then she's collapsed.
Yeah.
Did it all occur only in her mind, or did she? Did it happen to her and she's erased the footage like she's been doing in Westview?
And she could put the stone back in the thing and in the scepter. Yeah. That's within her abilities to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. But if that's the case, what's Quicksilver doing with powers? If everybody else has died, if all the test subjects died except for her and Quicksilver and she survived because she's a witch, what's Quicksilver doing?
I wonder if his powers are an extension of hers.
Yeah. Mm.
The way that she's just like, I'll give you powers and you'll survive that, you know?
Yeah.
Because she came at it first.
Ah.
So I'm guessing. I don't know. Maybe it's something they won't explain either way. Mm-hmm. But, I think, though, in the next episode we might get some whatever version of that Quicksilver is. I think he might do, like, a heroic thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Probably a big run.
Yeah.
It'll have to be a big run,
get everybody some coffee, yeah. That's right. Quicksilver, we've got a big battle coming up, so if you could just dash down to the 7-Eleven.
We'll take care of that.
Coffees are a dollar.
So I've got some stuff that that people wrote in.
A couple
of things to wrap this up on. Chris Duncan said, I'd imagine the Nexus advert is a nod and also a reference to Age of Ultron, the data center that Stark goes to find out who, brackets, spoilers, Jarvis, who's been helping trap Ultron on the internet. The site is also called the Nexus.
Uh-huh.
Do you think the Nexus is like the interdimensional thing or the internet thing?
It could be both things.
It could be both. I mean, we'll find out in next week's 700-hour episode.
That's right,
so
exactly.
We'll know then. But I think that's still in play at the moment. Yeah.
And I guess this episode, you know, by necessity, missed out on a lot of real-world people. Where's Darcy? Where's Monica? Where's everybody else? I mean, outside.
They're just outside. Probably just sitting in a dune buggy just outside of the hex or whatever they're up to. Yeah. And this is from the retweeterer, says, I'm wondering if the reason the signal is lost in WandaVision, so this is from last week's episode, remember, like, we can't get a signal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I do think it is her editing in general because she is controlling the broadcast, I think.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
think that's Agatha Harkness doing the broadcast because what purpose would that serve her, I guess?
That's true.
Unless it's revealed that it serves a greater purpose.
Maybe. She's broadcasting to Mephisto. Yeah.
Anyway, they say that it's because originally it was an analog TV signal that Darcy unscrambled, hence the old TVs, but now it's a digital signal because the show is now in the 2010s and they don't have Darcy to unscramble.
I
think that's probably accurate and also a thing they might not even address. But I think that would make sense to me.
That is true.
It is that digital situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we've kind of been a bit all over the place, but it's 2 a.m. Just
Just get over
give
it.
Give us a break.
Get over it. Oh, also, a few people pointed out last week we mentioned the book that Agatha had might be The Darkhold. Some people did contact us to let us know that the Darkhold's been in episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yep. and it looks very different.
Yes.
And I would like to reply to them and say also in another episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Coulson does show a picture of what the Darkhold used to look like, indicating that it can in fact change its appearance.
Oh my
so
God.
Checkmate, nitpickers.
But also it might not be the Darkhold.
No, it's probably a different book.
Could be any kind
of
book.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. I mean, I think this this series could very well kind of determine what is canon and what is not from the Marvel TV series until it's changed again for whatever reason, any and all reasons. But look, if anyone has any other theories or ideas, we'd love to hear them below. How do you think this is going to wrap up? Do you think we are going to get that extra episode, or is it going to be that
the
making of thing at this point? But no, we'd love to hear it. And guess what? Like we mentioned, if you go to bigsandwich.co, this is early. But along with that, we have early episodes of Caravan of Garbage. We do bonus podcasts. We do movie commentaries. We've done one for Age of Ultron and a lot of the Marvel movies, haven't we?
That's right.
We do one on Clickbait. We do one called Time Crapsule, in particular years in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a regular podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, which we do every Monday. And this Monday we're talking about that Lois and Clark, Superman and Lois Pilot.
Proper titles, please. Yes. Superman and Lois.
And Clark.
That's right. Okay, but before we go, final predictions. What do you think is going to happen in the last episode?
There's going to be a big blast of energy.
Nice, great, great,
and
great.
There's going to be too much power.
Uh-huh.
And we see that it looks like Scarlet Witch is getting the power drained. Her hands are changing.
Yeah,
she's
no. And then she's going to be like, ooh, she's going to really focus.
But then maybe the Vision comes in and distracts, and then she'll realize that he's there, and then she'll use her energies to redirect and blammo.
That's great stuff.
I think we might get an Ultron nod or cameo. Just a little one.
Yeah, right. Maybe like a voice or something like that.
Yeah, something like
Look,
that.
I think we're going to get, I think Agatha's going to turn to the side of good.
Oh, really?
Yes, or at least the side of neutral.
Because of the bigger bad that's coming?
Yeah, and also I think, you know, don't want to kill Catherine Hahn in this show, probably not.
Yeah, but MCU, they kill a lot of people they bring in.
Oh, that's
remember,
true.
They kill a lot of their villains.
Yeah. Well, I'll be mad if they change their minds.
And also remember, if they do kill her, they can just get another one from a different dimension.
It's very true.
Just, like, we'll just get this one.
And I think it'll be a happy ending.
Mm, okay.
Because, you know, I sitcoms, that's why.
And look, she has to turn up in Doctor Strange, the next Doctor Strange movie, maybe like the next Spider-Man movie also potentially, because that's going to be multiverse and whatever. But I don't know. I'm going to go grim ending.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say a little bit grim, or bittersweet even.
Oh,
how about that?
Yep, nice.
Yeah. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Thank you again so much to Raw Collings for editing this. How has he done it again, Mason?
I mean, it's yet to be seen whether he has in fact done it again, but I would guess if this has come out in video form, he has in fact done it again.
That's right, he certainly has. So thank you very much to him for again taking care of this. And have a good week, and everyone, goodbye. It's 2 a.m., Mason.
No, it's much later now, isn't it? Yeah. Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.